From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Friends and a family of Army scientist Bruce Ivins worshiped together at a Roman Catholic church in Frederick, Maryland this weekend. Ivins killed himself late last month as an FBI investigation of him intensified in connection with the 2001 anthrax attacks. Former colleagues and neighbors have painted a picture of a friendly and jovial man. Ivins' long-estranged brother, Tom, presented a harsh counterpoint, saying he had no regrets his brother had died. Bruce Ivins' family has otherwise kept to themselves. But following yesterday's service, Bruce's other brother, Charles, talked with NPR's Dina Temple Raston about the Bruce he knew.
Charles Ivins can't wrap his mind around the fact that the FBI thinks his brother took deadly anthrax, milled it to a fine powder, and then sent a handful of poisoned letters to members of Congress and the media.
Of course, I'm blood. I'm his brother, and it's very hard for me to accept the idea that he would do something like that. I just cannot imagine that ever.
Charles Ivins was 7 years older than his brother Bruce. A retired pharmacist now living in North Carolina, Charles is soft-spoken and gentle. I asked him to describe his brother.
First of all, intellectual, very, very sharp upstairs, great sense of humor, great sense of humor.
About 10 years ago, Charles and Bruce started going on annual vacations. Sometimes they went on road trips. Other times they went shooting down in North Carolina. Last year, they went on a cruise. Charles brought his son, and he and his uncle Bruce bonded.
They hit it off extremely well, and it turns out that my son and my brother were at an incredibly high intellectual level, and they started bouncing ideas and concepts off of each other, and all I could do was grab a strap and hold on.
Charles's son drove nuclear submarines in the Navy. He and his uncle chatted about quantum physics and subatomic particle theory. Charles said it was like listening to people speak a foreign language.
And I'm going, what? You know, and I'm just hoping that I didn't appear too stupid, but they hit it off quite well. That was a good memory.
Beyond those annual get-togethers, Charles and Bruce didn't see much of one another. Charles says each of the brothers were engrossed in their own families, their own careers. But each year, as the time of their annual vacation began to close in, there were lots of emails and jokes. This year, the plan had been for Charles to see Bruce at home in Frederick, Maryland, in August. Then the suicide happened. Charles and his son were shocked.
One way to put it is we were both blindsided by it.
Charles had been vaguely aware that his brother was depressed, that the anthrax investigation was weighing on him, but he didn't understand how much.
I knew that he and just about everybody at Fort Detrick was, of course, under a microscope after that happened. He never did give me any details on what was going on, but I mean, I'm sure he was being investigated.
Charles said Bruce just told his older brother that the FBI had questioned him.
And he was really feeling pretty depressed over the investigation. And, of course, who wouldn't? So I felt like, as a brother, he needed some support. So I was going to fly up there and talk to him and try to, you know, be an objective listener.
Charles was already rehearsing what he was going to say.
Well, when we got together, I was going to have a little tough love chat with him about different things. But it was just one brother to another one. It was basically, sometimes you need somebody in the family to say, hey, you know, straighten up and you feel better and get your, don't let it knock you down.
He never got the chance to have that conversation. His brother killed himself just weeks before their annual holiday was set to begin. Bruce's friends have said the FBI investigation drove Bruce Ivins to kill himself. His friends say Bruce didn't feel guilty so much as under siege. There has been talk of legal action against the FBI or the Justice Department. Charles says he can't speak for Bruce's wife, but he has no intention to sue. Dina Temple Raston, NPR News, Washington.
Tomorrow on NPR's Morning Edition, more of Dina Temple Raston's conversation with Charles Ivins, in which he reads the FBI affidavits for the first time.